Hello, hello, hello. Gene Rayburn at Monitor, taking you right up to World Series time. And right away, a quick quiz for you baseball fans. Who's the man who's in favor of three balls instead of four for a walk? He's also in favor of orange baseballs that glow in the dark and using color on the bases. I'll say no more. You know the man I'm talking about anyway. Charles O. Finley, a dominant figure in baseball, the man in charge of the Oakland Athletics. Then there was a team that lost 113 times in 136 games. Do you know what team? Well, you stick around. We'll get to that right after we get some music by Lynn Anderson.
It's Saturday night and my daddy's up late picking with my Uncle Bill. The neighbors don't mind cause they have a good time sipping on my pappy still. Old brother Ben got a fiddle in his hand and mama's on the mandolin. When the music is right and the band gets tight, she wanna see him pick and grin and everybody starts moving to the sound of the guitar strum. Everybody starts Jack sneaks up from the back, trying to get to Sister Sue. Well, she throws him on the ground without turning around. She knows a little jujitsu. Everybody starts moving to the sound of the guitar drum. Everybody starts grooving to the beat of the rhythm and drum. So come along, let yourself really go. Rock to the music and fun. Everybody starts moving to the sound of the guitar drum. Everybody starts moving to the beat of the rhythm and drum. So come on, let yourself really go. Rock to the music and fun. Just sit back, wine, and have a really good time. And listen to a country song. Just sit back, wine, and have a really good time.
As if you didn't know. But did you know that there used to be two teams in the National League known as the Bridegrooms and the Innocents? The Brooklyn Bridegrooms and the Pittsburgh Innocents. That was back before the turn of the century. Brooklyn had just entered the league, and four of its star players had retired from being bachelors just before the season began. Thus, they got the name the Brooklyn Bridegrooms. They didn't win much with those guys on the honeymoon all the time, or just having returned from the honeymoon. But until 1890, anyway, Pittsburgh was simply known as the Pittsburghs. Then they lost 113 times in 136 games, and they were given the name the Innocents. Now tell me this. Does the name Van Lingle Mungo ring a bell? Well, let me tell you, he was a darn good pitcher for the Brooklyn Dodgers from 1931 till about 1941. Van Lingle Mungo. Here's a song by that name.
Johnny G, Eddie Juice, Johnny Pesky, Thornton Lee, Roy Campanella, Van Lingle Mungo, Whitey Kowalski, Max Lanier, Eddie Weakus, and Johnny Vandermeer, Danny Gardella, Van Lingle Mungo, Augie Bergamo,
bunch of cookies. Big Johnny Mize and Barney McCoskey. Al Trotsky. All Giggle Ann and Pinky May. Stan Hackett, Frenchie, Bordica Ray. Bill Cameron and George McQuinn. Howie Paulette and Hurley Wynn. Bob Estalella, Van Lango Mongo.
Recalling one of baseball's old-timers, Van Lingle Mungo. So you ready, friends, for today's action? Well, it's coming up right here on NBC in only a couple of minutes. Gene Rayburn for Monitor inviting you to stay for the World Series, and we thank you for joining us.
Johnny, there is fame. Frankie Cossetti, Johnny C.